A federal judge has said the constitutional right to vote requires the state of Alaska to translate all election materials into native languages for voters lacking English proficiency. A congressional effort to reach the same goal is also in the works. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
U.S. Senator Mark Begich was working to change the election process in Alaska to turn back to what he calls protections that were in place until a year ago. That's when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled it's unconstitutional to require 9 states with a history of discrimination, including Alaska, to get federal preclearance on election changes. Begich recently introduced the Native Voting Rights Bill in Congress.
In Alaska, this will do a couple things that I think are pretty important and ensure that ballots are translated into all written native languages. It will make sure that the state just can't close down polling booths and deciding where election booths should go without the Justice Department participating and reviewing those. And also consultation between the Department of Justice and tribes.
Native American rights attorney Natalie Landreth says the bill would reinstate federal scrutiny of some election changes.
Not as to all election changes, but only for specific kinds of things that are inherently suspect, such as taking away early voting, removing the only polling place in a village, combining polling places in villages that are separated, that kind of a thing. So you wouldn't have preclearance for all voting changes, just this small subset of them.
Landreth says the legislation is needed because Alaska has a dual system for elections, one for urban areas and a less accessible, less convenient one for rural Alaska.
I think a lot of people are unaware, those of us that live in cities, we're unaware of some of the existing voting barriers in rural Alaska. Most of rural Alaska does not have early voting. A lot of villages have no polling places. There are over 70 now that have no polling places at all.
In the 1960s, Alaska was tagged for preclearance because it provided English-only election materials and ballots to voters. The state has argued translations into native languages are useless because the languages are spoken, not written, and few natives read their language. Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell, a Republican candidate for Begich's Senate seat, says the state sided with Alabama in the Supreme Court case because Alaska elections are fair, and he says preclearance is an unnecessary waste of time.
Federal overreach on our elections had gotten so absurd that I could not even put an email address on a voter registration form without getting Justice Department permission.
Treadwell says he's kept every polling place open that was there when he was elected, and he's taken steps to have more. Treadwell says he's open to a dialogue about how to improve elections.
Elections are a sacred right, and I don't want this to become a political football. It's very, very, good that we do everything we can to expand access to elections.
Other Republican candidates for the U.S. Senate, Dan Sullivan and Joe Miller, did not respond to email requests for comments on the Native Voting Rights Bill in time for this broadcast. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.